Track 3, page 52.
Glad to see you're okay, Etienne. I was trying to reach you last night until 11.
Sorry about that, Otilia. There was an interesting discussion on TV, so I didn't bother to answer any calls or text messages.
I got kind of worried, because you always get back to me so quickly. It must have been an interesting discussion for you to disconnect from the world like that.
It was about the importance of sustainable development and how our health may be affected if we don't look after the environment.
But we've heard all that before.
Yeah, but the person speaking was Dr. Evanson, who has been trying to find reasons why there are so many new allergies amongst children in the last couple of decades. He thinks it may be due to environmental changes. He gave details about how everything is connected and that the way we plan our future will affect us and the generations to come.
We'd all like to do something to preserve the environment. For example, I didn't care much about reusing my water bottles until about 2 years ago. Now I keep the same bottle. And I've also learned to bring my own coffee cup when I go to a coffee shop. Before, I drank 2 cups a day, 7 days a week. That made 14 cups, all made of paper or styrofoam that were used once and thrown away.
Luckily, coffee shops have become more aware of environmental issues in the last few years. Using washable cups can save a lot of trees. Many businesses have started doing their share, but this issue goes a lot deeper than that.
I get what you're saying. But don't you agree that the medical field has achieved a great deal of progress thanks to industrialization and economic development?
Life expectancy is pretty high in first world countries, but we're beginning to see a number of health threats. Intensive food production has forced farmers to use less traditional ways of growing crops. Problems of obesity may be one consequence of this.
What about climate change?
If we don't find new forms of energy, our planet will get more and more polluted every year. There will be drastic changes to weather patterns, including more heat waves, forest fires, and floods.
I'd like to think that there's a positive side to progress.
The conclusion of the discussion was that as humans, we have overconsumed and an attempt must be made to reduce our impact on the environment.
How do we really do that in practice?
We must live within the limits of the real world. By increasing our knowledge, we can educate people to have long-term, not short-term, thinking. Dr. Evanson also mentioned that we have to rethink how we plan our cities so we can live in a better environment. In terms of food production, he said we should learn from unwise food production methods and the consequences for human health. Mad cow disease is one example of that.
So basically, we have to find a way to manage our natural environment rather than harm it.
In the meantime, we have to continue turning off the lights, taking shorter showers, riding on buses, and eating less meat.
At the same time, we can't do it alone. Society as a whole must show concern, especially elected officials.